says, God is an Indian. Puttaparthi, God is an Indian. His contemporary avatar, Puttaparthi is in his contemporary avatar rests in the trinity of Shirdi Baba, Sai Baba, or Prem Baba to come. So Satya Sai Baba, the second of the triple incarnation, asserted in the course of a marathon interview to add, quote, in my present avatar, I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity. Well, it depends to whom we, to where we should, where we want to send it to for publishing, to this or to another man.
He says about all of that.
Yes.
He should be addressed to him. He says, for others, for the Sai Baba. What is your number?
No, he stays at this Puttaparthi or in Bangalore. That is a small village.
Post office to Bakati. It is in Bangalore.
That is in Andhra.
Dear Sai Baba, just recently in the Bliss paper, published on Indigenous. Surprised to find one article, God is an Indian. And you have claimed to become an incarnation. God to save the human society. What is the ground of your claim as incarnation? And what you have done to save the human society. Can you explain our enlightenment of us, or many of us? We have got the list of incarnations recorded in the Vedic scriptures. And their respective activities also. So where is that record in the Vedic scripture? About your appearing as incarnation. Lord Krishna's incarnation is fully described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's incarnation is of the Bhagavatam.
Lord Krishna's incarnation.
And naming so many or having the Lord. Krishna is incarnation. So, avatarasya. So, what is English? Avatarasya.
As an incarnationness or quality of being an incarnation. But that is not the quality of the incarnation, isn't it? The most literal is incarnation-ness.
That's right. Lord Krishna's incarnation-ness. It could be described as what we have of him. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra's incarnation-ness. Or Lord Buddha's incarnationness, Lord Chaitanya's incarnationness. We have got full information in the Vedic literature.
Lord Rama's incarnationness, Lord Buddha's incarnationness,
Lord Chaitanya. Where is your incarnation is described? Will you kindly give the reference? Anyone can say like you, that one is incarnation, as it has become a fashion nowadays. But is that claim only is the proof of one's becoming incarnation? such unauthorized claim of becoming an incarnation is certainly ridiculous. Such
unauthorized claim of one's becoming an incarnation
is certainly ridiculous. When you have claimed to take form, what do you have written?
Then you have claimed to in my present avatar, I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity.
You have claimed to. What is that? I don't get it.
I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity.
So you have claimed to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita that God is never formless. And as we have Abhaktam Bhaktinapanam Mandatema Buddha.
Avyaktam vyaktimapannam madhyante mama buddhayaha purang bhav majananta mamadhyaya manuttamam. Unintelligent men who know me not think that I have assumed this form and personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is changeless and supreme.
What?
Those who are worshippers of demigods have been described as less intelligent persons, and here the impersonalists are similarly described. Lord Krishna in his personal form is here speaking before Arjuna, and still, due to ignorance, impersonalists argue that the Supreme Lord ultimately has no form. Yamunacharya, a great devotee of the Lord in the disciplic succession from Ramanujacharya, has written two very appropriate verses in this connection. He says, "My dear Lord, devotees like Vyasadeva and Narada know you to be the personality of Godhead. By understanding different Vedic literatures, one can come to know your characteristics, your form, and your activities, and one can thus understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, the demons, the non-devotees, cannot understand you. They are unable to understand you. However expert such non-devotees may be in discussing Vedanta and Upanishad and other Vedic literatures, it is not possible for them to understand the Personality of Godhead." Unquote. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the personality of Godhead cannot be understood simply by study of the Vedanta literature. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord can the personality of the Supreme be known. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly stated that not only the worshippers of the demigods are less intelligent, but those non-devotees who are engaged in Vedanta and speculation on Vedic literature.
What do you have written?
So far, everything? It's only, is one's word only?
What do you have written?
Dear Sai Baba, just recently,
last, what do you have written?
Similarly, Lord Rama's incarnation, Lord Buddha's incarnation, Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, yes. But we have got full information from the Vedic scriptures. Where is your incarnation described? Will you kindly give the reference? anyone can say, like you, that one is an incarnation, as it has become a fashion nowadays. But is that claim only, the claim only, the proof of one's becoming an incarnation? Such unauthorized claim of one's becoming an incarnation is certainly ridiculous. Then you have claims to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita that God is never formless.
Only the ascetics and less intelligent class of men think that God is formless, and when he incarnates, he gets a particular form. This connection apart from Yamunacharya. May be quoted as follows. You have quoted the Bhagavad Gita? What quote?
Well, it doesn't mention the Sanskrit here, that Yamunacharya verse.
No, no. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said.
Oh. You can put Sanskrit of Yathagatamapa number.
No, what you have written here.
One's becoming. So then after I claim of one's becoming, then you claim to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita.
But you have to quote.
Yeah. M24 says within translation. We see in the Bhagavad Gita. Avyaktim vyaktim apannam maninte mava buddhaya. Unintelligent men who know me not think that I have assumed this form and personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is changeless and supreme. So, that God is never formless. Only the rascals and less intelligent men, class of men, think that God is formless. And when he incarnates, he takes a particular form. In this connection, a verse from Yamunacharya may be quoted as follows.
So what is it? Yeah, when I try this book.
My dear Lord, devotees like Vyasadeva and Narada know you to be the personality of Godhead. By understanding different Vedic literatures, one can come to know your characteristics, your form, and your activities. And one can thus understand that you are the supreme personality of Godhead.
Yeah, the thought that has some
meaning. But the Sanskrit wasn't given here? No, but this verse from Yamunacharya.
Finally, Sanskrit. In the Chaitanya Sutta.
Which place?
In the Adi Lila. Tang, beginning to Tang. And find out. Call. Read. So he has asked him, as he's not.
No, I said, quote it here.
Tama put him hard to like that.
I will find.
Adi Lila.
Which song?
Chaitanya Chaitanya.
This song?
I think. There is. An index?
Yeah, for Adi Lila? Where's the interesting index?
Which verse is it?
It begins Tam Paribhavita. So this quote goes on. For those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, the demons, the non-devotees, cannot understand you. They are unable to understand you. However expert such non-devotees may be in discussing Vedanta and the Upanishads and other Vedic literatures, it is not possible for them to understand the personality of God.
That is Vedanta. A statement from Bhagavatam is especially important. Parmesi, Paramatmesi, Bhagavanisi, subject. Brahma is impersonal. Paramatma is localized. And Bhagavan is the supreme personality of God. The supreme personality of Godhead.
So, Brahma is the impersonal.
Brahma is impersonal, not the. Paramatma is localized. And Bhagavan is the supreme personality of God. When Arjuna understood Krishna after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna as follows. Quote this. Parabrahma Paramdhama. Find out. No.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramang Bhavan, Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adideva, Majam, Pikun.
Purushang, Shashvatam.
Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam.
Divyam. Here Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as Shashvata Purusha, eternally the personality of God. This never admitted the Supreme Lord is originally impersonal. Purusham, I will describe Purusham.
Yes.
For the other reason.
When Arjuna understood Krishna after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna as follows, Purang Brahma, Purang Dhamma, etc. Here Arjuna addresses Krishna as Shashvatam Purusham, or the eternal personality of Godhead. It is never admitted that the Supreme Lord is originally impersonal. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramang Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vipum. Ahas Tvam Rishayaksa De Devashi Adhatana.
That's it.
Translation?
No. That you have to give a quotation.
Yes.
Then, for the next one.
den Bhagavad Gita,
Aha, wo es kam, denn das habe ich nicht gehört.
Vaktum, Arhas Yashayashena, Divya Vyatma Vibhutaya, Yabir Vibhuti Vir Lokan, Iman Svam Vyatya Tishkasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine
Next.
Katam Vidyam, Aham Yogins, Tvang Sada Parichintayam, Keshu Keshu Chibhaveshu Chintyosi Bhagavan Maya. How should I meditate on you? Vitsarena Mano Yogam, Vibhutim Jajanadana, Vuya Kataya Tripirhi, Shrinvato Nasti Mainvatam. Tell me in detail, O Janardana, of your mighty potencies and glories, for I never tire of you.
Your personality cannot be understood without your mercy, that is. That's your heart's love.
There's no aham?
Ahu.
Oh, ahu.
Which sound is that? You read just now.
Yes. In Ahustvang, Rishayaksadve, Devarshir, Naradastata, Asito Devalovyatak, Swayam Chaiva Gravishime.
That's nice.
Sarvam Etad. Ritam manye yanmang vadati keshava nahi se bhagavan gyaktim vidur deva nadanava gyaktim nahi se bhagavan gyaktim vidur deva nadanava. Oh Krishna, I totally accept this truth all you've told me. Neither the gods nor demons, O Lord, know thy personality.
Yeah, that's
The Swayam Evat Manatmanam Veta Tvang Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhute Sa Deva Deva Jagatpate. There's no birth index in any of this.
I have Bengali. All I can say is that your personality, although there are so many evidences after an upright person, still, the rest of it cannot understand. How far is the
So, you want to put this verse? Savami,
Let's go.
Savami, etad vritam manye, yan mang varasi keshava. Nahi se bhagavan jaktim vidura deva madanava.
So one has to accept this statement of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he is originally the Purusha of Bhakti. impersonal Brahma. Is expansion of the rays of his personal body. Exactly like the sunshine is expansion of the rays of the sun god, Divasa. Divasa is a person in the sun glow. And Krishna is also a person who spoke the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita long, long years before. He spoke the same to Arjuna. Therefore, the conclusion is that originally God is always a person. In personal Brahma, is emanation from the personal God. In other words, God, personal God, is not from impersonal Brahma. But impersonal Brahma is from the personal God. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows.
Impersonal Brahma is an emanation of the personal God. It is not that the personal God is an emanation of, but it is that impersonal Brahma is an emanation. It is not that the personal God is an emanation of impersonal Brahma.
Impersonal Brahma is resting on the personal God. Exactly, that illumination of light is resting on the bulb. Not that the bulb is resting on the illuminated light.
Exactly like the illumination of light is resting
on the bulb, electric bulb. Not the bulb is resting on the illumination.
Yes.
Besides that, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. And that's It is not that silhouette.
Let's pray, Vahe.
Yes.
Satyavaham jatunasam nasamne me nasipaha nachayana vishyama sadevayam asparam. In other words, there are times when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Yeah, it's nice, but some help to you. And in the past, he has passed.
So Krishna in person?
No.
Krishna?
Yes, Krishna as a person.
Oh.
Says to Arjuna. And both of them existed in the past as persons. And they continue to remain person in the future.
Both of them existed in the past as person, and both of them shall continue to
remain as person in the future. So without knowing all this knowledge, a moha accepts the incarnation of God is coming from impossible. Under this heading, you have proved yourself to become a murha. And how a murha or an ass can become the incarnation of God?
Then this is the end of his quote, and then the editor, the writer, is speaking. This may appear an extraordinarily controversial claim to those unfamiliar with the spiritual depths of Hindu religious philosophy. The latter totally accepts the avatar concept, which broadly means the descent of the divine principle into human affairs. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna intervenes to say to save humanity from evil forces. The Puranas personify Earth, the mother, as groaning under a similar burden to supplicate God for relief. Then heading, solution and cure to world's ills. To Baba's devotees, the avatar has similarly come to provide both the solution and the cure to a world living in terror of a nuclear holocaust. The false dichotomies created by Western thought between God and man, Purusha and Deva, simply do not exist in the Indian scriptures, which prescribe
the dichotomies. What is that?
Dichotomy means some kind of distinction. Make a distinction.
distinctions between, he said, the dichotomies created by Western thought between God and man, Purusha and Deva, differences or analysis of differences, do not exist in the Indian scriptures. Which prescribe the assimilation of God and man and God as the basis of religion.
This is another aspect. God is always distinct from man.
The Sai Baba also quotes later, and he is directly saying also later that. Now here's the quote. Baba personifies this philosophy. As he told me, God is man and man is God. All of us have something of God, the divine spark, within us. All men are divine like myself, with the spirit embodied in human flesh and bone. The only difference is that they are unaware of this godhood. Unquote. Here he says, the mission of the present avatar is to make everybody realize that since the same God or divinity resides in everyone, people should respect, love, and help.
If he resides in everyone, then why he has special care?
Yeah, well, he says he is remembered.
He remembers. How God can forget?
That he says. Yes. That he says here. He says that. He says, take a paddy or rice by way of an illustration. Every grain of rice is enclosed in a husk. You have to remove the husk to get the grain of rice. Now, husk and rice both come from the same seed. Rice is the equivalent of God.
But it says husk is not rice. You cannot say husk as rice.
He says the husk, rice is the equivalent of God in man, while the husk can be compared to desire, which reduces God to man. Therefore, my desire is life plus desire equals man, life minus desire equals God.
So you are desiring to become God. There cannot be no desire. But you are ceremoniously desiring to become God. Although there is no proof in this time. Bhagavad Gita is accepted that the living entities are part and parcel of God, Krishna.
The Bhagavad Gita is accepted that the living entities
are part and parcel of God. But part is never equal to the whole.
So you can claim as a spark of God, as every living entity can claim, but you cannot claim as
the Supreme Person in full power. That is misleading. You can show a little magic as other magicians also can show.
You can show a little magic as other magicians can also show.
But you cannot show the full magic as Krishna described. Or Lord Ramchandra described. Therefore, your claim as with full power is completely false and blasphemous.
Therefore, your claim for full power is completely false
and blasphemous.
Completely mayavadi.
Yeah.
Completely. Now, that someone may bring up the one point to say, well, when an avatar comes, if he must show all kinds of great opulences and powers. So sometimes the incarnation shows this, but sometimes, like when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he didn't show Vishwarupa.
From the practice element, you know what I mean? Rather when you are addressed as Krishna, he dropped to that, don't say like that. You know what I mean? He fully displayed himself as the Bodhi. And Bhagavan. Therefore, Gaurangabhava is illegal. Gaurangabhava. That is illegal.
Imagining Lord Chaitanya in the role of Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah. In this way, find out the quality statement and give it to us. He can claim
Thank you.